as we will begin, as we will delight ourselves in our new framework, in our new protocol, indeed we have arrived. So when I'm seeing everyone, I'm seeing you in a light body. And so just like today's daily message, it's expansion. It's expansion. So the message said something about like it's right out of reach. But everybody present in this group right now, it is in the here now. It is present. When I'm looking at your auric fields, it's like circulating around your idea of self. And this is what we're getting ready to increase, is what you desire. Now, we desire certain things. I would like a healing. I would like more money. I like a partnership. These are like the physical, tangible entities. But what we desire is our truth. Because as we allow ourselves that ample expansion, as we allow ourselves the persuasion of kindness, this is about being kind to self. And they're literally showing me like an animal, like being led by a nose ring. So this is where we're dropping pretenses. We're dropping our normal functioning. You're going to still be in the world. You still keep your body and all that groovy stuff. But you align yourself with spirit. You align yourself with joy. You align yourself with your true nature. So this is about standing out. And this is where I still have a couple. And those, I guess, listening to the recording, because I can feel you, but you're not all physically present, but you are here and you're like trembling when I said that. Now they're showing me like being carried over the threshold. So it's the bride and the groom. The bride and the groom symbolize our advanced inheritance. In other words, divine masculine, divine feminine. We're not seeking without, we're creating balance from within. And we're allowing follow through. So this is occurring in the now moment. Now that's like they're saying extreme expansion of kindness, because we're being kind to ourselves as we permit self-promotion. Self-promotion is not, oh, I'm full of myself. They're showing me a passion ignited card. Self-promotion is allowing your truth to be heard by self, permitting and allowing, stepping up into regular pleasure. Oh my gosh, I'm literally seeing like a procession of those that we would call masters that are in alignment with our truth, because masters, they're saying masters can be played two ways. In other words, on one side of the veil and other lifetimes, other indicators, and in our present moment. So this is where we stop following someone else's script, stop following someone else's authority, and we stand out in faith. As we will admit we do know, as we will come to understand our own empowerment, our own ease of attainability. So it's a linear self that believes this is like a struggle. This is going to take a really long time. Not at all. Not at all. And they're saying, take your chance. Take your chance. Allow yourself liberal pleasure. Allow yourself victory. Allow yourself victory in the now moment. Because as you consent, this is what you're not waiting on someone else to give you a record deal or whatever it is. You're waiting on your own consent. Because remember, everything that occurs from without, you want to expand your business, you want whatever it is, it comes through our own derivative. In other words, it's just reflecting what we have agreed to receive. And they're showing me the card. And it shows awareness, like coming into awareness of our partnership, of our natural self, allowing ourselves our wholeness, allowing ourselves our freedom. So the energies that are coming forth are to bring us into new franchise, to bring us into new excellence. In English, it's so we can hear ourselves a wee bit better. A wee bit better, hear ourselves a wee bit better. Now they're asking, they're saying to take it one step further and expand our faithfulness in terms of our own resolve. So as we hear ourselves better, they're asking us to align ourselves with victory. What this means is take that step of follow through. It could be as simple as, I really feel called to have an orange at 10 o'clock at night. It's just calling to me. It doesn't matter what it is, because you're practicing reaching for the stars. In other words, consenting to your own appraisal. We're all medical intuitives, by the way. We all are. None of this is just separate for a lonely class. Like there are only certain ones that have abilities. As we align with our own body, we know what we need. as we align with our own strength, we know what that next step is. And so what we're doing is we're consenting, and I literally seeing like as if there's a procession, and we're each signing. We're each signing and declaring our freedom, declaring our livelihood. And so when they're saying livelihood, it's meaning, it's like to be alive, to no longer be chattel, to no longer be programmed in an old derivative, in an old lifestyle. So each, oh my gosh, the energies. What they're showing me is we're here and now. What they mean by that is we have been working outside of time, outside of the body. So what's coming, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. What's coming is an era of expansion. They're showing me the Wheel of Fortune and Tarot, like it's our destiny. So we're serving ourselves into awarenesses. In English, it's like we're here. We appear to be here having this little talk, this little time together. But we also have been aligned and are aligned outside of time, outside of consciousness. So just imagine like double receptivity, double stereo. Now this is to gain, oh my gosh, the energy is coming through. This is to gain our strength. This is to gain our courage, because we're overcoming inertia, and we've been playing inertia for many moons now. So it's like it takes a little bit of energy. It's not like we're not all succeeding, and this is what they're showing me is we all are. It's just that there's so much energy in the old timeline that it's like takes a little bit of extra energy to kind of get that follow through. So the energies that are coming forth are to expand our vision, to bring us into readiness, to bring us into positive perception of self, positive perception of faith, so that we believe in miracles, we believe in orchestrations of loveliness, because indeed what is descending is our higher self, yes? And so as we consent to this is when it was like the silly example of an orange at 10 o'clock. When we consent to our higher self knows exactly how to fine tune our biochemistry. It knows exactly how to heal old thought forms, old traumas, whatever it is. The miracle workers within, the healers within. And so what we're coming to is to respect our own vibration, respect our own domicile, respect the master that abides with this mind body that we claim to be ours. We're moving into our true reason for our incarnation. The reason we are here is to blossom, to bring into this environment, into this consciousness, truth. So we are all carriers of truth. So as we have, so they want us to think about this, as we avoid our own truth, it's going to be hard to deliver truth to others. So this is where each of us are being, they're showing me like pried open, opening a can of tuna or sardines, like opened up to claim our truth in each moment. And so there's a little bit of courage, because you're going to step out in faith. You're going to like wake up and say, I don't want to play bingo anymore Wednesday night. I don't, you know, and just allow that truth to be expressed. Allow it to be expressed. Now, it may seem in little ways, but there's nothing little about it. Because every time you claim your victory, it expands exponentially. Because that ownership of those new provisions, remember, when you touch God, when you align with your God self, that connection is involved with every moment thereafter. So you see, it's not about the orange, it's not about the bingo, it's about connecting to your requirement. Oh my gosh, the energies that it, like we just got it, we just, for whatever reason, that just did it. And I just literally see the auric fields expanding. And so we're allowing that to be our natural traveling vehicle. In other words, so beautiful, so beautiful. As we walk with faith, we walk with God, we walk with our true resemblance. The words, they're symbolic gestures. It's the energy, it's the consent. So if you can remember, this is all through your self-application. You are not waiting on anybody. Isn't that freeing? We're not waiting on external, we're waiting on justified provisions. We're waiting for us to assume our natural power, to assume our natural gifting, to assume our natural entitlement. So there's sort of like a hole. Let me explain this. There's this natural setting, almost like, I know this sounds funny, but if you make pancakes or waffle maker, yeah, that's good. So you put the batter in and then you kind of like guide it because you can see how far it can go. That's what's present for each of us. So our energy has expanded. And so what's being offered is a placement so that we get comfortable in this unabridged version. We get comfortable in our field of endowment. And so as we allow this expansion, as we allow this orchestration, we come to ourselves because we are privy to our own intelligence, our own excellence. So when we work with, they want me to explain this. So when we work with another master, you call in any of your favorite masters, what you're doing is coming to greet your own self because they hold their energy so you can find yours. So you can recognize that you're one and the same. There's no separation. So it's not that you can't work with another master, but to remember that you're calling and being guided to your own holiness. It's very important right now that, oh my God, they're showing me the Sun card. How lovely is that? That we don't see anything outside as more powerful. Why? Because that means we're less powerful. And so that's going to keep us in seclusion. That's going to keep us like hunkering down, afraid to come out because we don't think we have what we need. So what we're learning is, of course, we're provided for. And so we're testing it out. We're testing out our provisions. We're testing out our acclaim arrival. Allow yourself to receive now in good pleasure. Okay, so now take that energy, take that expansion, and see it overlaying, see it covering all those places where you've been dreaming lack. You've been dreaming that the provisions are somehow separate from you. Whatever's going on, where it's like, I am not demonstrating abundance in this area. So we're going to take a brief moment. And so imagine these energies bringing life, bringing reorganization, bringing liftoff. And so just see these energies healing these extensions. So these are the areas that we've taken on to heal. Because as we heal them, we bring healing to all. So let us take a moment of prayer and bring that forth. Now with this, you may have others just suddenly pop up in your awareness, so you know that's part of the healing. So you may have brethren, brothers and sisters. Trust whoever arrives and see them included as well. And of course, now send this energy to all that are in need, all that seem to be experiencing conflict, the belief in lack. Remember, as we bring wholeness to self, it lights our path. In other words, parallel extensions, what we would refer to as past lives. As we claim this, It's claimed for all of those dream realities, past lives, future lives. It's received on behalf of all. So it is. Beautiful. The power that is available to each is just, I want to say extraordinary, and they're like, check yourself, because they're showing me, at least, where I still believe in linear, where when I see wholeness, it seems like a non-normal occurrence. So again, as they teach me, they teach all, for us to really see what we're coming is into our true acceptance, our true nature, our true authority. Beautiful, really, really beautiful. So we are going to see how we can be a further blessing to each. We'll begin with Ariel. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how can we help?
Thank you for that. That was really, really great. Any message from my highest, please?
Mm-hmm.